Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue-collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
Probably so many. Hey, Namaste, Nashmaste, and greetings, lovers. This is Sarah Nash as your host. You're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you enlightenment with our own brand. Remember to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with the hashtag Blue Collar Goddess. You'll get the opportunity to be in the drawing for a free 1 hour Skype session with me. That's kind of a big deal. Anyways, I'm going to put all those love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted will snag one out, and Motorized Millie will announce the winner at the end of each month when she joins me as my guest host. And oh my gosh, that's today. Hi, Millie.
Hello. Hello, me loves. How are you, Sarah?
I'm so good. You don't even know. Well, anyway, so hashtag that blue collar goddess at Radio Namaste and get in the hat for the goods. Those are the goods. And you already know that you don't have to download an app to get live streaming access to this conscious community called Om Times Radio if you're listening live. But you will want to check out the archives for past shows at the Om Times Podbean portal or on namastewithanh.com in the show archive section. And Zen Master Ted will give you a tweet about that in a minute or two. So star that and make it a favorite for easy access later. Because right now we want to talk to Millie, Millie, Millie. Hi.
Hello.
This is much better than the last time we tried to get you out here.
Oh my God. Don't get me started.
I won't. It was all my fault. It was totally my fault. It was, you know, there are very certain things that you have to do when you take radio seriously. And that's what we're doing here. So how are you though, really? Because I want to seriously though, let's put all the like, oh yay, flinging glitter aside. How are you, honey?
Well, I actually, it's been a very difficult time for me the last couple of weeks. Some of you know from my last interview with Sarah back in February that I lost my beloved father to cancer 3 years ago. And now, just within the last 2 weeks, I have been informed by my sister that the same thing is eventually going to happen with my mother. She has been diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic pancreatic cancer. She is currently undergoing chemo, but the medical team that is working with her is absolutely awesome. They've been very open with her in telling her that the chemo is not going to be curative. It will, however, buy time for her. Mm-hmm. And if at any point, you know, they've told her that if at any point she does not want to continue chemotherapy anymore, all she has to do is say, stop. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm done. Now, from my last interview, some of you listeners may also remember that the relationship with my mother and myself has always been complicated. However, I want to make it clear that simply because it's complicated doesn't mean that I don't recognize that my mother is a human being. As such, I am looking at this as I would look at the weight at any human being suffering. No one deserves that.
Right.
And my mother certainly does not. And I am not, as was maliciously claimed by a troll that attacked me 2 weeks ago when this news first broke, I am not so heartless as to take joy in receiving news such as this.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, Millie, because it just seems to me that, first of all, you're incredibly brave for doing this, even just once a month. And I really, really am very grateful to you for joining me here and for letting your voice be heard, because I honor that about you. I see you. I know who you are. I know what an incredible light worker you are. And the thing that really gets me is that even my co-founder on the White Light Express, Avis Latone, when she saw your attack, and I can't remember where I was or what I was doing something, and I was out of town, or I can't even remember what was going on. And I'm really glad that I was not involved. I'm really glad that I wasn't able to see what happened, because I came in sort of after the fact. But social media is very, very important, and it's also a very integral part of who you are. And the fact that you allow yourself to get out there and do what you do and say what you do, in spite of everything, is remarkable. Because as Avis said, when she saw what happened to you, she was like, you know, this is the reason that I'm not on social media much anymore. Well, yay for you, girlfriend. But, you know, you're able-bodied and you're able to get out there and wave your flag and do whatever you want. This is all Millie's got. And it seems to me that these trolls that attack you, one in the past was actually quite famous. And that, well-known, let's put it that way. And it was to me, this is reprehensible that people want to step on you. I don't get that. Let's talk about that.
Neither did the people that that came to my defense. And I am very glad to say that the person who did the attack, his or her page is now gone. Mm-hmm. However, I did issue a statement regarding the attack, in which I thanked everyone who saw the attack for coming to my defense, and in which I also basically owned up to the fact that, yes, my relationship with my mother is and has been complicated, and it's true that I have posted things regarding my mother's and my relationship in the past that were not positive. However, in no way does that mean that I am a heartless person.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to be sitting there jumping up and down for joy because she is now terminally ill.
Well, I did a psychic reading on this, and you know, one of my gifts is being able to pull the energy of the people that are around my clients in and through. It's so, for example, it's like the energy of with regard to this particular person, and they attach themselves to you because, you know, it's all about energy, frequency, and vibration. I was able to pull the energy from that person through you, and it seemed to me that it was a transference of emotion. It was total anger, because what had happened was they felt vindicated for their own feelings with regard to personal issues in their lives, and because they don't know how to forgive. And the thing that I found out, and I know that we talked about this, was that this person was trying to diminish you and invalidate you because they themselves were not able to forgive the situation in their lives and be the bigger and better person. So they attacked you, and they said that you were disingenuous, that you weren't authentic or something. I don't know. They said
that is correct. That is
yeah. Because they themselves were not able to sit back and do the right and proper thing. I don't care when somebody is suffering. If you're truly a decent person, you don't delight in the suffering of others, period. Period. And because you are a true and authentic light worker, regardless of how horrible this person was to you or how much they, you know, whatever, neglected, abandoned, whatever, the bottom line is that nobody deserves to suffer. And because you extended the olive branch, And yay for you. I was shocked, Millie. I'm just going to tell the world, because you and I have had very personal and very private discussions that is nobody's business but ours. But I would like to say that when you did what you did, I cried. I was just like, my God, what a beautiful person. I'm so glad she's my friend.
It's because my conscience wouldn't allow me to do anything different. I had, for those of you that are not aware, I had, for all intents and purposes, cut off all communication between my mother and my sister. And then all of a sudden, on 2 weeks ago, this Sunday, my sister showed up out of the blue to tell me that she had this update to give me on our mother. And that's when I went, uh-oh. But even there, I had no idea what was coming. And my sister, God bless her, she's very detail-oriented, so it took me listening to 3 hours worth of details that I myself wouldn't need to know, but that she did, simply because she's going to be our mother's primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
It took 3 hours of listening to those details before we got to the meat of the matter, which is that we now know that Mom has stage 4 metastatic pancreatic cancer, meaning that it's metastatic, meaning that it's already spread to the lymph nodes.
And the fact that you actually sat there and listened to your sister, that blew me away too, because I know the situation with that too.
I was not given a choice in the matter. Every time I would try to rush her along, she would not be rushed. She just would not be rushed. She was going to do it her way. It, you know, whereas if I'm going to tell somebody something big like that, and you know this because I've done it with you several times, I will do bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what's going on. Da, 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 da. I won't be doing a lot of background things. It'll just be like.
That's our 1 minute mark, by the way.
Bullet points.
Zen Master Ted is with his happy bong over there. Bong.
Yep.
I think that's pretty cool because then, how do you feel about that? Do you like the bong since you're the first one that we're doing the bong with? The gong. Did I say bong?
Bong. Well, it is a bong.
No, a bong is something that you smoke marijuana out of, but.
never mind. I'm not.
The gong. It's actually a singing bowl. It's a beautiful Tibetan bowl that we have, but that lets us know that we're gently, you know, heading into the first break session. One of the things that I wanted to point out, though, and we're going to talk about this when we come back from our break, is how, you know, the internet is important to you and how that is your link to the world, whereas other people can blow it off and do whatever. This is your link. And so when people attack you on the internet, ouch.
Yeah, it hurts. It really does.
Well, we'll come back and we're going to talk about the disabilities. Yeah.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
I found myself like tripping over the words because I want to be really, really careful because I got to say, man, you took me to task about the word crippled.
Oh, my goodness, did I ever.
Boy, howdy. Thanks for not doing it on the air, by the way.
honey, I got to be honest with you. It took all the restraint I could muster.
I know.
Not to do that.
Yeah.
Because it was after, well, I actually listened to the, it was after the show.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talked, and I said, Sarah, don't ever, ever, ever use the word crippled ever again.
Yeah.
Because you did that, and that's a word I hate, and you made my skin crawl.
Yeah, and I was duly chastised and incredibly chagrined, and I should know better. I really should. And it just, anyway, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you feel, because dude, you're just like me. I'm just like you. We have flesh vehicles. Sometimes mine works, sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, the bottom line is, let's talk about your world and, tell the world how you want it to go down, girlfriend.
Okay. The reason I told you not to use the word crippled again is because by doing that, you're doing the complete opposite of what you wanted to do by having me work with you on the show. And that is, you want to validate me and others like me. But when you use words such as crippled, you immediately wind up, and I realized that it was inadvertent on your part,
mm-hmm.
but what you actually did was you invalidated me and others like me when you used that word.
So what do you want us to say, Millie? Tell the world what it is. Is it handicapped, disadvantaged, disabled? What is it?
Disabled, handicapped, not disadvantaged. Please not disadvantaged.
Okay.
Handicapped, disabled, anything like that, but nothing that implies being less than.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does, because there's frequency and vibrations behind words. I mean, a lot of people say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. Words are all about frequency and vibration. And I actually have a friend, and I'm not even going to say it. Well, he's not a friend. Zen Master Ted is rolling his eyes because he knows that I'm going to talk about freedom. Yeah, this guy goes around telling people words, they mean nothing. They only matter if, like, you give them energy and blah, blah, blah. Well, he talks in circles anyways. Words do hurt. Words do.
They do. And don't ever let me run into the person that you were just talking about, because I'll chew him to pieces.
Well, he, you know, this is defamation of character. no, he's blocked. Everybody I know has blocked him on Facebook. So let's talk about social media. Let's talk about, you know, the people, the trolls out there who want to continue invalidating and diminishing.
Right. Unlike most people, it is not easy for me to get out and about and, you know, get out in the air and do the things that people that are able-bodied take for granted. So the internet is basically my link. It's my window on the world, as I've told many people. And I do realize that there is a downside to the internet. I mean,
yeah, because everybody's wrong on the internet. One of my favorite memes is, honey, I can't go to bed. People are wrong on the internet.
Right. But I've also seen the positive aspect of the internet. I have made some awesome, awesome, awesome friends. And they're my family of friends, of which Sarah, as all of you listeners will know, is my sister in every way that matters. My buddy, Chris Reardon, he's my bestie in every
way. Let's give him a shout out for United Kingdom Talk, right?
Right. He does have a podcast that he records live every day, every Saturday. But every day he also does little short snippet videos.
They're awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
He's inspiring.
Yes. And he is just so funny. I'll tell you right now, especially when I'm going through a really difficult time, he's one of my lifelines. I swear it's my medicine. listening to and interacting with his show is medicine for me right now. It's one of the things keeping me sane.
You know, maybe we could get him on the show.
I definitely want to do that. Although when I suggested that to him, he was like, huh? What on earth would I talk about? Oh, buddy, you've got no idea. He just has no idea. You know, he thinks he doesn't make a difference with what he does.
And yeah, he's like you. He has no clue what kind of a light worker he is. I've listened to a few of his shows and looked at a few of it. He's just delightful.
He is. I mean,
and it's authentic. He's not one of those glitter flinging, you know, snorting. No.
Let's put it this way. If Sarah is my sister, everybody, Chris is my brother.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now that if anybody messes with either one of these two, that's a way to get me real angry real fast.
Yeah, you don't know that Millie's actually an X-Men, people. Don't forget.
You don't mess. If you want to be in my circle, one of the things that one does not do is mess with those I love and care about.
Yeah.
Because anybody that does that is going to get a dose of my temper and chewed to pieces, and then they're going to get kicked to the curb.
Well, nobody really cares about, I mean, the funny thing is that it's one thing to say that you can do this to somebody like, you know, again, you know, the reason that you and I connected was because you protected me from a troll.
Yeah.
And, well, not a troll, but a very thoughtless and narcissistic person. But the bottom line was that you were there, and that matters. That energy and that frequency and that vibration matters. And it's like, you know, quite often we see things happening and we just don't know what to say for a lot of different reasons. Like when I go through my websites and I answer questions and I talk to people and I see the messages, there seems to be a lot of unconsciousness with regard to the energy behind what people do on the internet.
Right. Or even worse, people that know they're hurting and take some sort of perverse joy out of it. Which I also think, and if I'm wrong, please tell me, Sarah, because you're the one that can pull energy. But I kind of felt that this person that attacked me was also taking some sort of twisted, perverse joy out of trying to besmirch my reputation. Not that it worked, but I just sort of felt like he or she was getting some sort of perverse satisfaction out of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's why people do the things that they do when they're out there. I mean, that professional trolls and people who stir the pot, so to speak, just, you know, they're the people who metaphorically run into a theater and scream fire and then run away.
Right.
You know, when I was at Burning Man, I actually had the first opportunity to run into what is called chaos magic. And a lot of people poo-poo this stuff away. I can't tell you how real it is. Everything, listen, if the human mind can conceive of it, somewhere it's possible and probably happening and true. There's a whole contingent of people out there who manipulate energy without consciousness at all, and they actually derive a lot of pleasure from it. And chaos magic it's becoming very, very... It's kind of trendy, and there's like, I've noticed that there are a few websites out there that, and I'm Zen Master Ted, do not put any of those out there. It's just like, there are a lot of websites out there that really champion chaos magic. And it seems to me, remember, the lighter your light, the darker the dark. Mm-hmm. And there is duality, you know, there is duality, and people want to say, oh, you're trapped in your pain body. Well, no, I'm not. I'm trapped in the reality that, you know, some people just suck. Mean people suck.
Right. And I, you know, I don't want everybody to think that I certainly have my flaws just like everyone does. I have my share of dark. And there are times when it does, you know, rear its head every once in a while. I try not to let it happen, but sometimes it does happen. Right now, I'm just as human as anybody else that is listening to the show or that is looking at my Facebook page or looking at my Twitter feed right now.
What is your Facebook page? Let's give a shout out for that. Tell us what your Facebook page is.
If you want to friend me on Facebook, and right now, only friends of friends can send me friend requests, but it's Millicent M. Turk, T-I-R-K. But because of this hack attack that I received, the personal hack attack, mm-hmm. I have...
So they should friend me first?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then you know, I'll because I accept all friend requests because I have no problem blocking any sons of bitches.
Why? But you see, I don't. Neither do I.
You don't need that. You don't need the fecal matter hitting the whirling apparatus. So no. It's Nandana Faye. If you guys want to find me out on Facebook, I mean, you know, because there's like this is really funny. There's like 40 Sarah Nashes or 400. I don't know. I started one afternoon. I decided to become friends with them all. And some of them were actually super offended. Why do you want to be friends with me? I'm like, because this is funny. People are weird. They take everything so personally. It's Nandana Faye. Facebook.com. Nandana Faye. It's N-A-N-D-A-N-A Faye. Nandana Faye. It's my Faye name. Because I am a glitter flinging, sparkle snorting, you know, fairy effer.
Excuse me. I seem to have a frog in my throat.
Well, hey, Froggy, listen, when we come back from the break, I want you to reveal the winner of the Namaste Award.
You got it.
Yeah, because this is actually we were going to do this the last time before the giant snafu. So,
yeah,
we'll come back and we'll do that.
All right. Got it.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey, baby, we're back. Yeah, we're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Network, just in case people were like falling asleep.
As if we'd ever let that happen.
Well, I was listening to the ads as they came through. One of our new hosts, Claire Johnson, she's delightful.
She sounds that way. I can hear, you know, she is going to be really an awesome addition to the network.
Do you think that I should talk in an English accent? Then I'd be able to garner more listeners.
Sarah, no.
What about Australian?
No.
The Radio Namaste put another Sarah on the Bobby.
Sarah, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Let's talk about the Namaste Award, because that's kind of, it just really, it matters. I want people to understand that we plan to do this on March 26th because it was really poignant and important at that time, but it still is. So, Millie, give us the name.
Okay. This month's Namaste winner is Archer Hadley. And what makes him so unbelievably awesome is the fact that he, like me, has cerebral palsy. And he raised money all by himself. All by himself, yes, to make his school a little bit more wheelchair friendly when those that should have been thinking weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is completely and totally awesome, dude. Totally awesome. So, Archer Hadley, congratulations, and I am so stoked for you that you were honored at the White House. That's an honor that was well-deserved, because it actually became a documentary film,
mm-hmm.
what he did, and this is just beyond awesome. And, dude, we at Radio Namaste just want to give you a huge shout-out along with the Namaste Award. And along with that, you will be receiving one of our very cool alchemy stones.
Yeah, man. Alchemy stones are part of the global peace project, and we're going to talk about that later because, you know, it's really important. Archer said that he felt really loved and cared for by his entire community, because it seems like, I'm just going to read this here real quickly from the Austin newspaper. I think it was KXAN. It says, when Archer Hadley puts his mind to do something, he does it. The senior at Austin High School, diagnosed with cerebral palsy, has overcome yet another challenge with both confidence and humility. Oh my gosh, I can't even express that, Archer. I feel so loved and cared for by the entire community. Archer said that he was put in a wheelchair to do special things on this earth each and every day. And that was the day that he rolled out his wheelchair challenge. The teachers and the students were, you know, They could be nominated by someone for $20 and spend an entire day on two wheels or donate money to the cause. How about that?
Sounds fair to me.
Yeah. And that's his goal, was to raise $40,000 by Christmas to cover the cost of installing the automatic push-button doors on campus. And the idea actually came to him. We had to wait outside in the rain because no one was there to open the door.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's just, I mean, speaking as someone who has cerebral palsy herself, that is just wrong, everybody. Wrong, people.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like you're inconveniencing us by being in a wheelchair, dear. So we don't have to pay attention to you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have a story that can piggyback this one, having to do with me.
Do it. I want to hear it. So does everybody else. That's why you're here.
Oh, man. Sarah, you better buckle up, because this is going to tick you off.
Baby doll, I'm buckled up so tight and so, yes, go for it.
When I was in college at what is now St. Catharines University, it was a class day for me. So I was on my way to the building where the class was. And some idiot had put their car right on the lines. You know what curb cutaways look like, right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, some idiot had placed their vehicle right on the lines to where I would need to go to get to said curb cutaway. So there was no way that I could get to class that day.
What?
Yep.
How often does this happen?
While I was at college, it happened far more than I would have liked. I'll tell you that much right now.
Okay, so what is... Okay, you know, I mean, here's one of the things that I think. You know, I have this thing that... This idea, this thought process that everybody who graduates from college with a master's degree or, you know... A bachelor's degree, they need to spend at least, you know, to 6 months in some sort of food service or some sort of humanitarian service capacity. And I mean, I'm not just talking, oh, I'm going to pay this guy off for my anger management course. No, I'm talking about people who have to wait on tables, people who are going to be in places of leadership need to understand. And that's like, I've never seen the show out there called, what is that show about, the boss? He comes in
Undercover Boss.
Yeah. Undercover Boss. I haven't watched it, but, I think the premise is really amazing because, one of the reasons I love Hotel Impossible, and oh my God, I can't believe we're shouting this out, but Anthony Melchior, I would love to get that guy on my show. Dude, Zen Master Ted, write that note down. Anthony Melchiato, I think that's how we say it.
Melchiori.
He always goes to all the people, the maids and the janitors and the groundskeepers, and he tells all these hotel owners, he's like, you need to treat these people with all the respect and the love and the compassion, because without them, you have nothing. You get to go home and sit down and turn on your stereo and drink your, Cavassier. This woman is working so hard to put milk on her daughter's table or her child's table. And I think consciousness has to extend this way. And I think what I'm getting at is that if more of us understood the hell that you go through just to get down the mother effing street, I think it would change things. It's like Oprah Winfrey was asked, do you ever use the handicap stall in the bathroom? I've stopped doing that because one time I did. When I came out, this woman was sitting there. And I felt like hell. I was like, oh my God, what did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
It was this kind of consciousness people don't understand. It's like, handicap people, they get all the best parking places. Well, duh. That's one of the funniest things ever to me, that people actually whine about that. It's like, oh my God.
Oh, I could tell you all sorts of stories, Sarah, that would piss you off even more than this one just did. It's stories like that and so many others that made me want, that was part of the reasons why I stopped trying to go to college, because I knew that I was never going to be perceived as anything other than a disabled person who just happens to be a student. And I know that there may be some out there saying that I gave up too easily. Well, you know what? If you endure enough of that crap, you get beat down, mentally and emotionally beat down. And what happened, I got emotionally and mentally beat down. I was sick of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to do it that way anymore. I'm going to do other things.
And better things, too. And again, a testament to your character is that, you didn't go, start drinking. You didn't become... There's always any number of things that anybody can do, not just, able-bodied or handicapped people, but we always have these justifications and excuses. But you didn't do any of that. What you did was you just said, listen, this isn't for me, because you are a tender and kind person, and you protected yourself. And I honor you for that, because you could have become very bitter and very angry, but now you're literally one of the biggest and brightest light workers I know, because you do hold this vibration. Mm-hmm. You do hold the vibration that a lot of us cannot hold. And I can't champion you enough for, thank you for holding the vibration when I'm standing in the checkout line and, wondering, when the person next to me is going to move 3 inches. And, thank you for holding the vibration when I'm sitting in traffic or when I'm having a bad day, because it's you and the other light workers like you who do that. And you are valuable. You are valuable, and you are part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, don't get me wrong. I do get angry. And when I get angry is when people say, well, if you're so smart, you should be going to college. You should be doing this. Excuse me. No.
Well, again, it's like people's idea. We all have to deal with that. And here's the funny thing. People, how come you haven't written your first book?
You should write a book. Well, I actually have. I've written quite a few. I just haven't published them. I got to get on my ass and do that. But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to publish a book. People are going to be, how come you haven't published another book? It's like, you know, people talk to Zen Master Ted all the time because he's got a secret life. And he should publish his manifesto. But, you know, he looked at me one day and he said, you know, I know exactly what's going to happen. People are going to go, where's your next book? Yep. It's like you have to value yourself and you have to protect yourself first. I always tell people this, put the oxygen on yourself first because no two realities are the same. Mm-hmm. And somebody in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy may, you know, go on to become president of the United States and, you know, get all kinds of credentials and awards and what have you. Great. That's their life plan. That was their life plan. Your life plan was different. And as your spiritual guide, you know, my spiritual GPS tells me that you're doing exactly what you need to do. And the fact that you were, let's take this full circle here real quickly. The fact that you were able to set aside the pain that I know from a personal level that you've had and assist your family, your sister and your mother through this very difficult time, which is very shortly after the death of your father.
Yeah, 3 years.
And that's the question that we had for Ask the Blue Collar Goddess, by the way. Thanks, Zen Master Ted. We have a minute before break. Is about that. And we talked about that in our pre-show interview, Millie, about why is this happening to me?
Right.
So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that for the Ask the Blue Collar Goddess.
All right.
I'm waiting for the music, waiting for the music. I'm sitting here looking at the Americans with Disabilities Act. I wanted to talk about that too, by the way. The Americans with Disabilities Act specifies interior doors must require no more than 5 pounds of force to open it.
I know. We forgot. I want to just quickly ask.
We'll do that. When we come back, we'll do that.
I want to have people pray. Just pray for my situation and my mother's. And I forgot to. I'm sorry.
She's still talking.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together. Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You were still talking through the break. And you were saying something. Wait a minute, I want to talk about da 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 da. What'd you say?
I said that I just want to quickly ask those listeners who feel inclined to do so to please pray for my mother and my family as we move through this very difficult journey and face what is ahead here.
Prayer works. You're one of the original founding members of the White Light Express. And when we develop our foundation, when we become not for profit, I can't say certain words ever. I'm dyslexic with words, and that's true. I'm dyslexic with geographic areas. I'm dyslexic with words. I speak backwards sometimes. You will be on our board of trustees.
Sir, are you joking?
No, I'm not. No, it would be an honor if you would join us with there. But anyways, the thing is that with the White Light Express, you know, it is a powerful tool. Prayer, the positive focused intention, the power of positive focused intention is incredible. And when people say, pray for me, I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And sometimes that's all you can do. And I actually had a friend once say, you know, I'm really insulted when people say, I will pray for you. She was going through a really difficult time. And she was like, you know, why do people say that? You know, I will pray for you. No, what I need them to do is come clean my house. She was going through some illness or something. And she was like, I need them to come over and clean my house and go grocery shopping and take care of my kids. I think she's recovering from an illness, speaking of illnesses or something. There was some tragic thing that had happened because life happens. And she said, I don't need prayers. I need help.
Well, I think part of the reason she was upset is because sometimes when people say, I will pray for you, gosh, how can I put this? She probably heard it from somebody that was a fundamentalist Christian. Mm-hmm. And I personally, as much as it pains me to say this, I have a huge problem. Not with Christians as a group, but people who are fundamentalist Christians that try to force the Bible down everybody's throat and are pro-organized religions and who say sexuality is wrong, this is wrong, that's wrong, da, 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 da. I have a huge problem with that.
Oh, yeah. It's not just fundamental Christians, though. It's fundamental religious zealots, period.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just they get so extreme, and then they use God as their excuse to hate everyone.
Yes,
I am filled with Christ-like love. I'm going to throw my Bible at you.
Yeah, that's and that poor woman that you were just talking about probably ran into somebody that espouses that kind of thing. And in that case, if that in fact was what happened, I can understand why she would get upset.
Oh, me too. Me too. She was talking to me. Situational ethics, baby. Yeah, when I say I'm going to pray for you, shit happens. It gets better. I've got testimony after testimony after testimony. We are rebuilding the White Light Express website. Roma, the woman who did Touched by an Angel, she and her husband are doing a show on the power of prayer and faith.
Yes, we have to get her on the show.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. She is a living angel.
I want to be there when you do, because she is a Catholic, but she also embraces the fact that not everybody does go for the organized religion thing. She's not one of those people that forces it down your throat. And
there are people, in fact, a lot of LDS people, a lot of Mormons. I mean, if somebody held a gun to my head and said, you have to choose a religion now, I'd probably be LDS. I'd be a Mormon, because it was the foundation of my youth. And they're some of the kindest, greatest people I know. And they don't shove any. The vast majority of the people that I knew when I was growing up in Utah and in Colorado were just, they were like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. We're a Mormon. Have a nice day. it's an incredible religion, but religion in and of itself is sort of like Facebook censoring
The post that I put out there the other day about the fraternity kids who were beating the crap out of some veterans or something. I don't know. It ignited an angry fuse inside of me of righteous anger.
And when it gets that way, that's never a good thing.
No, but see, Facebook, they censored it. They was removed from everywhere. And I guess maybe some attorneys stepped in or whatever, but censorship, you know, you could say this now, but you can't say that then. And religion censors our natural ability to navigate through life with our own intuition. And you know, for some people, they need those rules, you know, but my rules were written on my heart. I think it was Chief Seattle who said, your rules were written on place of stone. Our rules are written on our heart. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you know, George Carlin, 7 billion people should be 7 billion religions. Mm-hmm. So, well, okay. Anyways, we're blah, 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 blah. But prayer does work. Prayer does work. So please, everyone, gather around, you know, by the way, the White Light Express grid is getting ready to close because we go from the new moon to the full moon. It's not an occult thing. Go to our website. You'll see why we do that. But it's energy, frequency, vibration from the new moon to the full moon. We open the White Light Express healing grid, and myself and what we call the grid guardians actually gather daily and send love, light, energy to the people who are asking. And that's part of the issue. You gotta ask. You gotta ask. Next week's guest, by the way, she knows how to ask. You know Angela, right? Angela Levesque?
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. She's got a great show, by the way. Her show, thank God her show comes on Wednesdays. She's actually an OM Times host, but I have been a huge fan of Angela for years. And I was like starstruck when we actually had our first little communion with a conference call when we were setting up the OM Times network. Mm-hmm. Well, not we were, but OM Times was. But I was like, oh my God, it's Angela Levesque.
Like, oh dear. That can be embarrassing when that happens. That happened to me when I met Derek.
Derek Acora is amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
That dude, I don't care what anybody says, and don't even get me started because we don't have enough time. We got 5 minutes before the show closes. Let's talk about Angela. Angela. Oh, wait a minute. No, Zen Master Ted is showing me. Who won the... Okay, Billy, you know who won the free reading.
Yes. The winner of the free reading is Grandmother Alaya.
That was awesome. That was when I saw that, I was like, nice. And see, now that's another starstruck. I mean, Grandmother Alaya, she's also got a show on OM Times. Hey, let's just like, you know, be really nepotistic and only talk about OM Times. But Angela Levesque is an intuitive lifestyle consultant. All right. She wrote this book called Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health. And she's sort of like the good girl me. I really, honestly, she's just like me, but cuter and smarter. And she published a book, dang it. It's like her radio show, Entanglement Radio, is really super. But her book is amazing. I have a link to it up on Radio Namaste, too, by the way. But I am talking to her next week. When she agreed to do a show with me, I was like, squeak.
It's always funny when Sarah goes all squee because you never know what's going to happen when she goes all squee.
Yeah, you know, it's like I think I'm going to get David Rogers. He's a producer.
Oh, and boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That hatches. Oh,
I got Todd Helt coming up. He's an educator at the University of Chicago, and he's championing climate change, global warming. And he was like, I need to have a very serious discussion with you about this. And I'm like, okay. our archives have some excellent shows, and I'm going to bring back a couple of those people. Just as a side note, talking about prayer, I would like people to gather around my very, very dear friend, Acharya D.M. Murdoch. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's bad. It is. I mean, if when you on the scale of 1 to 10, she's got the 10.
It's bad. It's heinous. It's terrible. And this because we've lost. I know what it's like to lose some tumor.
Yeah, I've got two friends within the space of 1 week told me that they had breast cancer, and one of them has to have a double mastectomy. So 1 in 8 women, people, will have breast cancer. My biological mother recovered from breast cancer, and you know, I'm going to go have a mammogram now as a result of that, simply because it's been about 6 years. It's time for me to go.
Yep.
You got to face the fear and do it anyways. Hey,